Elizabethan era is an epoch during the time of the Tudors when Queen Elizabeth I ruled. From 1558 to 1603, the Elizabethan era was also classified under the Renaissance. This was the transition time period from the Middle Ages to the modern era. During this time, the stereotypes were more extreme than in today's culture. It was a patriarchal society where the view of men was power-focused and the view of women was marriage-oriented. It was almost like the women had their life planned out before them before they could even talk. Starting at the age of 5, upper-class girls might have had the opportunity to be educated through an in-home tutor, as there were no schools available to girls. The girls would learn skills vital to running a house, such as cooking, manners, music, riding, and archery. The goal was to make them as valuable as possible, to gain the attention of a wealthy suitor. The goal of preparing them was to lift the guilt off the father's shoulders, knowing that he raised a young woman suitable enough for marriage. It was also used to ensure their daughters were not called witches for being unmarried. In the upper class, women were also used to forge alliances with powerful families. Women did not argue with this arrangement as they believed they were inferior and this was in their best interest. Because of this power imbalance, the man was the head of the marriage, which left the women dependent on him. Feminist critics say marriage must have benefited the women in some way, and therefore the decision to not marry would have been personal. A prime example of this would have been Queen Elizabeth herself, who decided at a young age that she was not going to be wed. Some see her as a feminist figure, a leading example of strong, independent women. While she is the latter, feminist critic Ishbel Maikoff brought up the point saying that she is more of an individualist rather than a feminist. Myerskoff said that she lived such a bizarre life that she created an image of who she was. Feminist critic Jess Phillips added to this by saying, "Feminism is more your actions rather than who you are." Queen Elizabeth shook the stereotype of being a witch, but she still believed that women were unfit for politics without a man. This can be similarly seen in Lady Macbeth. Shakespeare often depicted the women in his scripts as he sees their true self, how they really are on the inside. Being a woman during this time meant that they had to rely on a male figure and created a society where they could only work if something had happened to their husbands. Women were isolated and presented as idealized objects of desire or currency, when in reality they were a vital part of society. Stephen Greenblatt, a university professor of humanities at Harvard University, says that our self is always constrained by social forces, and they tell us the ports of society and culture, but little about the individual. This can speak to the work of women during the Elizabethan era. Whether it was purposely done or not, women held the power of creating social networks. They did this by writing letters. Letter writing was the only means of communication for people during this time, and the women were doing this already, writing to their siblings, cousins, husbands, and friends who are far away. By doing this, they are spreading information about the places they are writing from, and therefore providing the receiver insight about national affairs. Because it was not a well-appreciated aspect of society, women could often use this as a way to sway politics and fly under the radar of prying eyes. An example of this would be Penelope Lady Riche, the sister of the Earl of Essex. She was secretly involved in her brother's diplomatic affairs with James V of Scotland. James was to be the successor of Queen Elizabeth. By writing in code, she wanted James to know of their early support to see what kind of benefits she could get. In the end, she got the role of Lady of the Bedchamber to Queen Anne, which made her the head of court life and gossip. With regard to Greenblatt's statement, this move showed less about Riche and the more about society she was living in and the means she had to take to get what she wanted. Being a woman in the Elizabethan era meant that you were seen as a wife who was only capable of the traditional wifely duties, when in reality were a much more vital part of society.